This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
The pro game is becoming more and more offensive. We think we have great young talent on offense, and we thought it was exceptionally important to bring in an individual who could take advantage of, develop. Everywhere Rob has been, the quarterback has gotten dramatically better. Develop that young talent so that we can put the kind of points on the board that, one, will win games, and candidly, two, will be fun to watch. So it's my privilege to announce the next head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Rob Chudzinski.
Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howerton. Friday was a busy day in Cleveland as the Browns announced Rob Chudzinski as the new head coach. Vic Carucci covered all the action on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Let's take a listen.
Cleveland Browns Daily one-on-ones, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Watching your news conference today, what was so evident was that genuine excitement that this is more than just your dream shot as an NFL coach. This really worked out ideally to be with the team that you've loved ever since you could know what a football is.
Absolutely. It's a dream come true, and it takes you back to those days when you're a kid and, you know, dreaming about being a Cleveland Brown and doing all those things out on the field and getting a chance to play and be your hero for a day. But now getting a chance to be a head coach, I can't be more excited about it.
What defines your offensive philosophy? You've got a reputation for being an aggressive guy. During your news conference earlier today, you talked about attacking on both sides of the ball, that's your mentality. But help define what that means.
Well, you want guys to be able to go out and play aggressively and be aggressive on the football field. I think that's just the nature of football players and the game itself. You don't want to be sitting back and not trying to mess it up or screw it up in the game, and you want to be going out and going for the win. That's a mentality that I like. That's the mentality that I like our players to have, and that's the mentality we'll have here.
We're going to be an attacking style defense. We're going to create turnovers. That's what we want to do. We want to get after the quarterback and affect the quarterback's play. That's the number one thing that you want to do as a defense.
Got the round table together. Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns. Doug Deacon, his partner in the Browns radio booth. And Tom Withers from the Associated Press. Okay, what do we think?
Well, he works incredibly hard. I mean, he's a real grinder, as they say in the NFL. I mean, a lot of hours. Not enough hours in the day for the amount of work that he wants to get accomplished. People used to tell me up in the coach's box when he really had it going in 2007 that he would get into a rhythm that was incredible. And the rhythm went from his headset down to the sideline headset into Derek Anderson's helmet and boom, onto the field.
He has shown flexibility over the course of his coaching career, working with the Phillip Rivers, yet then working with the Derek Anderson and then a Cam Newton. He's always had productive offenses and a coach that can take and adapt his philosophy to the personnel, it helps. I think he really matches up with the personnel that's already in place here.
I like that what Doug's just saying right now. I think this is a guy who, over the last 2 years, has worked in this kind of new offense that we see evolving in the NFL. You know, he's had the read option. He's had a kind of a freakish quarterback to work with down there. It's been an interesting 11 days, Vic, but I think had the Browns started their search identifying offensive coordinators, this guy would be at the very top of the list.
I am excited about this opportunity. I'm excited about the chance to bring back what I grew up in and the feeling about that this city, this region, this area have in the Cleveland Browns.
In the end, if you could, in a nutshell, I guess, tell us why Rob Chudzinski was the right choice.
We've done a lot of work, and I've been kind of watching this for years because the most important thing that Jimmy or I do, frankly, is these hires. We're not going to coach the team. We're not going to call the plays. We're not going to hire the assistant coaches. And that's what leads to winning. So this is the most important thing we do. It's the most important decision we make. So we studied a lot. What were the characteristics that seemed to be consistent amongst the coaches that had won a lot, had become coordinators, that had been successful head coaches versus those that hadn't? So when it came to those issues around leadership, program, hiring a good staff, managing the staff effectively, we felt like he came off very strong. These are projections. Everybody sees their way more that go wrong than right. But you know, we feel like by identifying these characteristics that we were looking for, as opposed to just who's the best coordinator out there, who gained the most yards last year, but actually focusing on these other attributes, we've increased our chances of getting it right.